Joining me live from Ohio in the United States is Mr. Gordon Duff, a senior editor with Veterans Today. Mr. Duff, thank you for being with us on the Top 5. Now, we were looking at that report, the news that Israel is building more settlement units just days before the talks are going to start. Does this mean that Israel is actually not interested in creating a Palestinian state?
I think that's perhaps the one of the understatements of all time. Israel is, in all probability, our assessment is building these settlements, which represent a clear violation of the Geneva Convention as a celebration of the lack of movement on the part of the Palestinian Authority toward seeking redress in the International Criminal Court at The Hague, which was the would have been the normal form of redress for this activity, not through negotiations. Now, certainly that involved the United States, a country whose government has been, if anything, unduly influenced by what has turned out to be tens of billions of dollars worth of Israeli-based financial aid to American politicians. America's government is hamstrung and is unable to take any viable position whatsoever.
So if the you say there that it's an understatement to say that Israel, because of these settlements, is not interested in creating a state, if it's not interested in this and it's continuing with its own policies, what was the purpose of all this talk about starting negotiations with the U.S. brokering these negotiations as well?
They were buying time while spending money, buying off members of Congress. They now have over 500 members of America's Congress who are signed on a letter totally supporting Israel, opposing the talks. The Obama administration is put in a position where other domestic moves that it's trying to make are being held up. They're being blackmailed by the Israeli lobby in the United States. Israel only wanted to buy time, and in another sense, Israel is hoping to create enough publicity here where we're likely to see a renewal of violence, bombing against Gaza, and we are expecting a military attack against Lebanon fairly soon. Israeli activities have pre-shadowed that attack, and this is only meant to obscure the focus on what to them is a more important issue. The Palestinian issue has no meaning to the Israelis at all. They have no intent on doing anything whatsoever.
And just quickly, Mustafa, would you say now that the positions we're hearing from Saeb Erekat, the PA, that even before they've started, these talks have already reached a dead end, and now it would be the wise decision for the PA to withdraw from these negotiations?
Well, I would strongly recommend that. I believe that's been their purpose from the beginning. The Israeli government, the Israeli nation, is at its lowest ebb as far as international support. Strong sanctions were declared last month against Israel, not based on the 67 armistice lines, but the 1949 armistice lines, a more legitimate area involving what should be the position of the Palestinian Authority. And the Palestinian Authority has nothing to gain in entering negotiations now.
Mr. Gordon Duff, senior editor with Veterans Today, with us live from Ohio. Thank you very much, Mr. Duff.